Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. It is a beautiful looking morning. What is this, Sam?
It is a game day Sunday morning.
I'm
just saying we thank everybody for taking us with listening to us this morning, tuning in this morning. If you're on your way to church services this morning, hope you bundled up a little bit. Yes. But thanks for letting us ride along with you.
But as you said, it's a game day Sunday morning. A lot of football action, except for one team.
Yes.
Well, two teams, actually. Falcons.
Yeah.
And the Giants.
Yeah.
They go at it tomorrow night. Coming off a win, Giants, we don't know what to say about them. But as is the case every Wednesday, Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joins John and Hugh to talk about the week as they get ready for the usually Sunday game, but now it's preparation for a Monday night game. And as a matter of fact, the first thing he talked about was their week of preparation.
So for today, the approach would be like a Wednesday for us. You know, you move everything back one day, and we can't wait to get rolling.
Coach, that defense showed some signs of life last week. They had some key stops and some key moments. How did they grade out last week?
You know, what we thought heading in, we really want to see an improvement on communication. Especially, on, calls and assignments, alignments, and that part definitely improved. I'd say the other thing that kind of lit us up, Hugh, was to get two in the takeaway department. You know, when you finish the game in plus two, you certainly got a good shot for it. So those were, I'd say, the two things that we were looking to ramp up heading into the game. Could we, get a turnover or two to help? And then could we really play, good communication so we could be really on point? So those two things came through for sure.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Dan, you and I have known each other. We're in our fourth year together. I mean, I know you a little bit, right? I mean,
we got a relationship.
Okay, what you about to ask?
Why are you trying to give me a bloody heart attack? I mean, my God, man. I mean, five of the six games last play. Are you kidding me?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Last play, yeah. Five of the six games.
Well, it might be six out of seven or whatever it is coming up. I'll be ready, brother.
Have you ever seen anything like that? Last play five times in six games?
No, but that's the life of a competitor, man. And, those are the games that you want to coach in. You feel the most alive, the most on it. So what we can do is make sure in those moments at the end that we can nail it to our way of playing. So, that's the NFL, man, and going to battle for it. And I do love that about our team. In those moments where that was, you have to stand up and make your plays. And so the fact that we've been in some that haven't gone our way, I hope we've grown from those to say, hey, let's get our chances again and go after it.
Last week on the last play, I just want to go back to it because all of us watching went, what the hell are they doing when he takes off and runs with 7 seconds to go?
We were trying to figure that out.
I mean, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying the same thing. So it was when he took off running, then I knew he was too far away to go running. So that's when you see, some of the other guys, work out to the perimeter where they're trying to, design a pitch and lateral to get going. So likely you'd see that a little further out, maybe not at the 20 where you take your shot into it. But that's the one they went, and it was definitely, an unusual play. And one that's now, in the books to say, all right, let's go through that. If that takes place ever again where the receivers weren't going all the way downfield, then obviously something's up.
Yeah, Coach, that was kind of weird because I'm looking at it. When I watched the play, I'm like, Brian Poole was right there kind of like playing in a spot position when he took off. So it was no way on God's green earth he could have made it to the end zone.
No doubt, yeah. So it was total designed to throw at you. So there was a receiver coming, so they were going to pitch it back to him and then throw it back to the outside. So just didn't have enough time and space to do it. But it was definitely one that I hadn't seen before. And I'm sure that was one they just kind of saved for just that moment. But I haven't seen that close to the end zone. You know what I mean? Like maybe something that's further away at the 40 or 50, but not, in close, at the 20, 22, wherever it was.
Hey, it worked out. Falcons won the game. They hang on to beat Tampa. Now they can build on that with a win on Monday night against the New York Giants. We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Dan, let's get down to a little bit of business here if we can. Where do we stand today with Grady Jarrett, Matt Bryant, Mohamed Sanu, Calvin Ridley? Where do we stand on the injury front?
Yeah, I'll fill you in. And good news from of guys that are on the comeback, and you know, we'll see where it goes through practice, but going to get some practice reps today, and that's Grady and Derek Shelby, so we're encouraged for that. You'll need every bit of pass rush you know, that you can have. As far as Muhammad and Cal, we'll work them all the way through the week and see, you know, how much progress they make. Both of them will be limited as we're going into some things today. But and then Matt Bryant will be out for the game. He strained a hamstring, and I'll have a better assessment, you know, after this game. And then there's actually a bye after that, so I'll have a better assessment. But he'll miss this game for sure.
You know, Calvin, really, because they're talking about the bone bruise and everything, is that more so something like a pain tolerance thing with him, or is this something that, that could potentially linger all season long?
Yeah, it was the whole ankle that, you know, kind of got fell on kind of in a funny way. So, you know, the good news is, you know, we're anticipating him even getting a little bit of work today. So as we go through the week, we'll have a better assessment. But as we're heading into it, he's one tough dude. I think you've kind of seen that early on already in his early career. So I'm hopeful for him, but we'll see where it goes through the week.
Yeah, it's a case where I wonder if you made Dan Quinn, the football gods, mad. I feel for Devontae Freeman. I mean, he really struggled, and now he's going to have surgery today and, you know, miss majority of the season. Boy, you know, he just keeps trying to battle through a litany of things, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly has had them, and, you know, this is something that he can definitely come back from. A number of people have had it, a number of people on our own team have. So, you know, from a, you know, return standpoint, it's definitely an injury that he can come back from, and, you know, we'll see, you know, what that looks like in the coming weeks ahead. So that's where we're at with him. But, yeah, we're all bummed for him. He's such a good competitor, and all he brings with the energy to our team. So, yeah, we're bummed for him, but we also know that he'll be back.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joining John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, let's check out the Giants a little bit right now, Coach. Saquon Barkley already has 438 yards. He's averaging like 5.2 yards a carry. What have you seen from him on film that makes him so special?
Yeah, it's he's an unusual guy. He's got home run speed. For sure. So if he gets on the edge, Hugh, he can take it the distance. But then here's where I think he's unusual. As a bigger guy, he's got the change of direction like a smaller and shorter guy, which he's not. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty rare that a guy who has long speed and has change of direction to make you miss. Usually you have one or the other. I've often said that about Julio. Although he's got really good size, he can put his foot in the ground and change direction to break somebody off. And that's what I've seen from Barkley so far. He's got the speed to go, and he's done that. And he's also, you know, has the ability to break you off in space. He's got a spin move. He's got a good stiff arm. So he's the real deal for sure. And he's exactly as advertised when you know, saw him at Penn State, breaking guys off, making a miss in space. He's, you know, running, catching, doing all the things you like. So he's a handful for sure.
Let's talk about that other guy, boy. So who's who, Dan Quinn? Of matchups in the outs. I mean, you had Michael Thomas, you had A.J. Green, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and now maybe the toughest of the bunch to match up with, I'm thinking, is Odell Beckham. How does he rate against the other guys you faced?
Everybody's a little bit different. You know, some are you know, taller and longer and have, like, a catch radius that's crazy. And then there's other guys that have, you know unique skill sets. So the thing that's unique about him, in my opinion, watch him, his ability to run full speed and then stop. You know, he can break you off and change direction so quickly, John. That's, I think, what's hard to do is, you know, like when you can really run full speed and then how quickly do you get in and out of breaks, that's really what separates, you know, the wide receivers, and he can do that as well as anybody. It's his ability to decelerate, stop, change direction. He's a heck of a competitor, but I would say it's his start-stop that makes him special.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Falcons' offense in a moment. One thing more about the Giants' offense, and that's Eli Manning. And I'm not asking about the controversy. I'm asking about the blocking. If you look at what's happened with Eli Manning this year, one of the reasons he's been having all the other issues that are taking place in New York is they haven't blocked very well for him. Is your impression that you guys can line up and maybe get some pressure and move him off the spot and really kind of create havoc for him this week?
That's the goal every week, and that's when you're at your best. And it'll certainly take an excellent performance in that way to hit them and move them. And I think anytime you put a new scheme in and they're there offensively, defensively, there's probably some on-the-job training that goes into it to learn the new things that go into it. We certainly, recognize that and went through that back in 15, schemes that are new on both sides of the ball. He's really talented, knows where to go with the ball, excellent, in terms of accuracy, placement. So those are the things that are there. But you're on it. you better against any really talented quarterback. You better be able to, you know, make them feel uncomfortable back there. And we're certainly, you know, going to rely on our guys to be able to do some of that.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn about a number of things. Dan, Coach, we were talking this week, and I said, you know, in any other season or if a couple of plays have gone your way, I think we might be sitting around here today on this Thursday talking about Matt Ryan and using the letters MVP because he has had a start that, quite frankly, Coach, it might be the best start of his career that's nobody's really noticing right now because he's been brilliant, or am I wrong?
He's always on point, and I think what I really admire about Matt, it's his consistency. And every day, man, he comes, he brings it, and in the game, he's always on point in that way. So that's a really hard thing to do because it's not earned overnight, and you got to keep battling, keep going for it. And I thought through these games, man, as he's shown toughness, he's had some no-flinch moments, take the shot, deliver the ball, scramble for first downs. Some of the things that don't show up in the stat sheet, you know, checking a play, putting it to the right spot. Decision-making is something that when you see a play, you know, where is the ball supposed to go, you know, versus a coverage or a matchup, and those parts have been good too. So I think when you wrap all of that together, that sums up Matt. All the work that he puts in, man, he's playing really consistently good ball, and he's you know, it's really showing up in that way for us.
Coach, Monday Night Football, blackout game. In a nutshell, what does that mean to you to be in that game, having everybody in the stands wearing all black? How does that make you feel when you think about that?
It's so cool, man, and so being a part of that, I know the stadium's going to be lit, and the whole
not lit,
thing, the
coach.
Energy.
Did you just say lit? Okay.
The whole atmosphere that comes into playing, you know, at a game, and then to add the, you know, a little bit special on the top of that, you know, with a night game, and everybody going to be wearing all black. Like, those are really cool moments as a competitor for the players, you know, to compete in that environment, and quite honestly, for us too as coaches, like. It's why we do it, man, to, you know, have, you know, those kind of moments. And, so we're pumped, man. It's an excellent fan base that, you know, like knows how to bring the energy. So, let's make sure, man, it's as loud and, you know, tough a place to play as there could be. So we're really pumped to do it. And, we're looking forward to Monday night.
Coach said lit.
John. Yeah, he's going to get his Jerry Glanville on, Men in Black and all that kind of stuff. That's great. Coach, go get a win. We'll see you later today. Thanks very much for taking a few minutes, and let's get a victory on Monday night.
All right, sounds good, guys. See you.
Have a good one.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and I are going to take a few minutes and talk about the comments of Coach Dan Quinn. Also talk a little Atlanta United and the Hawks with the guy who is the voice of Atlanta sports.
How many hats? Anywhere.
Mr. Mike Conley is going to join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Sam and Greg. It is a beautiful looking morning. If you haven't been outside, it's a little nippy, but it's a beautiful, beautiful looking morning. Crisp fall football kind of morning.
And we got some football in town.
We got some football starting in about an hour, too.
Yeah, we got some football in town that's a different football.
Yes, we do. We have all kinds of stuff going on, man. And if you're just joining the show, by the way, along with covering some of the events of the last 24, 36 hours, Sam and I have really been playing tennis back and forth, and I think he's been drinking, to be honest with you, but don't tell anybody.
Easy.
That I think the dust-ups that we saw at Michigan State and what we saw last night in the Lakers-Houston game is what I believe, not to that degree, but still needed to make that Georgia State, Kennesaw State matchup. They had the first one this year. It's that kind of nonsense between the two programs.
Let
me finish my thought, man. Saying that kind of nonsense is what makes people gravitate to, hey, did y'all hear what they did over Georgia State? Did you hear what they did over Kennesaw State? That's the kind of conversation that fills the stands up if you have no connection to that university.
That's the kind of nonsense
that
gets a game like that shut down. It is what it will do.
Throw punches.
Well, I wouldn't say throw punches, but I'm saying nonsense is what will get the game shut down. What happened this year is what hopefully will make that game come back and happen again and again. And maybe a few years down the road, you know, you'll have some of that type of
thing. Well, we're not going back down that road, but that's what we've been talking about.
No nastiness yet.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, but we do agree on one thing.
Yeah.
We couldn't be happier to have the voice of Atlanta sports working for us.
I know.
Working with us, I should say.
You name the sport, he's there.
And this is one of those days where I don't know what he's going to do, but we're going to talk to him right now. We can ask him because Mike Conti joins the show, and we couldn't be prouder of where you are in this city and the people that hear you and what you do. And, man, today, what do you focus on? Is it Atlanta United? Is it the Hawks?
Soccer. I am doing soccer today. I'm going to be doing mostly soccer until the soccer season ends. So I don't really get back on with the Hawks until soccer season ends in December. So Andy Bunker is going to be doing Hawks games for the next couple months.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Well, listen, for those of us that have been focusing on the other sports, getting ready for the World Series, football is in full bloom. What's going on with Atlanta United that we need to know about, partner? They get ready to go into this game today against Chicago Fire.
You know, Greg, I think today is a day where all the Atlanta sports karma, all the bad luck that we've had over the last however many decades, we need to start cashing some of that in. Because Atlanta United has a chance to do something really special today, but it's not fully in their control. And here's where I think we need to cash in some karma points. So Atlanta United could win its first ever trophy today, the Supporter Shield, which goes to essentially the regular season champion of MLS. For that to happen, they need to beat Chicago Fire, and then they need New York Red Bulls to lose at Philadelphia Union. Now, both of those things could definitely happen. But Red Bulls have been playing extremely well on the road. They're healthy. Atlanta United playing Chicago Fire. Atlanta United is not healthy. Miguel Almiron and Tito Villalba are both out. So Atlanta United's going to have a little bit of a patchwork lineup. And the last time they played a patchwork lineup against Chicago Fire, back in the U.S. Open Cup in June at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and Chicago Fire came in here and whooped them. So, you know, I think Atlanta United is in good position right now to get this done today. But they're going to need to play the match of their lives, I really think. Because even though Chicago Fire isn't very good, you know, to them, this is their Super Bowl. This is their chance to be spoiler in front of 72,000 fans and a national television audience. And you've got a little bit of a wounded animal right now, and Atlanta United and Chicago might be coming in here licking their chops a bit.
Spending time this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Mike Conte, who we heard now is focusing totally on soccer, but we have heard involved with the Falcons and with the Hawks. And, of course, he is the play-by-play voice for this historic season for Atlanta United. Mike, thoughts about the season, and as you, do you dare look ahead as to some things, some scenarios that would be the best-case scenario? Win today. What's the best-case scenario going forward for this Atlanta United team?
Well, the best-case scenario would be you could win today and have Red Bulls lose and have everything locked up so the match a week from today in Toronto means nothing, and you might be able to rest some guys because you're going to go right into the playoffs the following Sunday, November 4th. So basically, 2 weeks from today, Atlanta United is going to have a playoff match on the road. So it would be nice to have that luxury where you can get this all wrapped up today and start resting guys because then, you know, potentially you could get Almiron and you know, Villalba back in time for the postseason, give him a little more rest, a little more time to heal. I think that's very important. I think the other thing that would be extremely helpful is if someone could knock out the New York Red Bulls before you would have to see them in the postseason, because right now, I don't know if Atlanta United has the formula to beat those guys. They've lost to them twice this year. Both losses were very decisive. They played recently in New York. It was a decisive loss there. Red Bulls, I don't think, are more talented than Atlanta United, but they play a system that really, really makes it difficult for Atlanta United to play the way they want to play, and they have yet to figure out how to break that down. So those would be my two goals, if you will, for what's to come. Get this done today so you don't have to worry about getting a result in Toronto. That's going to be very, very tough, even though Toronto FC has had a lousy year. And then, you know, maybe light a novena or something like that. Hope that Red Bulls get knocked out, because that is not a club you want to see in the playoffs. Remember, Atlanta United will host MLS Cup if they get there. They've already clinched that. But I think it's going to be really, really hard for them to get by Red Bulls if they have to play them in a two-leg series.
I think it's fair to say the voice of Atlanta sports. This is Mike Conte joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. He's going to focus on soccer today, so Atlanta United and Chicago Fire. By the way, you can hear that pregame at 2:30. Kickoff at 3 o'clock right here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Mike, what do you say to the fans who have been hearing the rumors about Martino and these guys being a victim of their own success, you know, when they start losing people? How do you calm down the fan base?
Well, I would calm them down by saying that you've got a front office with really smart people and the financial backing of Arthur Blank, who will be able to keep this club, run by the best people and using the best people on the pitch for years to come. So it's not like this was a two-year window for Atlanta United to be good, and now they're going to lose guys and they're going to rebuild from the ground up. That's not going to be the goal at all. So, I understand the angst about it. I don't want to see Tata leave either, and nothing's been confirmed, by the way. I don't want to see Tata leave, but if he does, I feel confident that this front office and Arthur Blank will go out and find the best manager possible to keep this going on the track it is on. And that's why I would tell fans, just enjoy this run right now. Runs like these at MLS are incredibly rare. In fact, Atlanta United has a chance to do something that's never been done in MLS before, and that's earn 70 or more points in a season. They can do that if they get 4 points out of their last two matches. Enjoy this. Don't fret about what could be coming after this season, because you're on a trajectory right now to win the city's first championship in more than 20 years. Savor it, enjoy it, and trust that if things happen after the season, it'll work out okay.
I'm with you, Mike. I want to see that trophy on a fire truck coming up Peachtree. Shifting gears to the NBA, and our Hawks are playing in Cleveland against the Cavaliers, and both teams look so different from what we've seen the last couple of seasons with them. Thoughts about this Hawks team starting out, and what are some things you're looking forward to seeing them? Once you are you keeping an eye on them? You're full-time, full tilt soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you keeping an eye on things that are happening with them?
Oh, yeah. No, I did the game Wednesday in New York with Steve. The Hawks, defensively, they are really not good right now. But I think we need to give them the benefit of the doubt, because they're playing without, I think, their two most impactful players. I'm not saying their best players, but most impactful players in John Collins and Dwayne Dedmon. I mean, right now you're starting games with 41-year-old Vince Carter at the four, which, it's nice, and Vince is doing all he can, but that's not really the plan. This is supposed to be the season of growth and maturation for John Collins, and as he grows and matures, the Hawks will become better. We just haven't had that opportunity to see that yet because he's been hurt. But this team has got to get a lot better defensively. I mean, they gave up a 49-point quarter Wednesday in New York, which is ridiculous. That's the most points ever scored against the Hawks in a single quarter. I do think they'll get better. I think Lloyd Pierce is the right guy for this job right now. I think he is very realistic about the team he has, how young they are, how you're trying to get a lot of different pieces to coalesce right now. And I think he's going to keep the message in the locker room very, very positive. I like the fact that Trae Young has not tried to be a gunslinger these first two games, that he's trying to play within himself, not panicking when they get down. I think that's a very good sign. There were some things he did in New York from a clock management standpoint I didn't love, but I think he'll learn there. So I think the future is bright. But, man, you are really going to have some growing pains. Really have some growing pains until you have Collins and Dedmon come back. And I'm really curious to see what the vibe's going to be like up in Cleveland today. This is their home opener. What is that atmosphere going to be like? Because Cleveland, even without LeBron, I think is still just kind of sort of good enough where they might be able to be a playoff team in a very bad Eastern Conference. So this will be a fascinating game this evening, and coverage will start at 5:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This dude is the best. I mean, just the
best. He's all over.
As far as I'm concerned, Mike, take an extra 20 out of petty cash for yourself. All right. Have yourself a big day, partner. Thank you for getting up and being a part of the show this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
All right. Take care, Mike.
That's our very own Mike Conti. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at MikeConti929.
And I should have mentioned that after that Hawks game, you can hear the Rams and 49ers. Also right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We got a busy day.
We got to talk some NFL up next.
Yes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Morning, it's a what?
Game day Sunday.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to all you guys out there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tailgating for this afternoun. It's not till 3 o'clock. There are folks out there already.
They're out there already. It's a nice day.
It's a beautiful,
little chilly, but not a cloud in the sky.
It's crisp.
We're 9 floors up here, folks, in the Kia Studios in Midtown.
It is crisp. Hey, listen, before we get to the NFL action, we want to talk about tomorrow night's game, but some other NFL games. I am reminded this Sunday morning of Esther Canseco.
Esther Canseco.
You know who that is? Esther Canseco. Well, you could probably guess. A relative of?
A relative of.
Yes. Well, actually, it's his ex-wife.
Ex-wife. I thought that was. I thought that's who that was.
It was on this day.
Yes.
She called Tony La Russa a punk. Publicly.
Whoa.
Because he, La Russa did not start Jose in the World Series game. So Esther Canseco called Tony La Russa in public a punk.
Whoa.
I say that as we talk about the World Series just briefly and give me your picks as we move into.
That on a manager that's got, he's got like a PhD or something.
Yeah, well, it didn't help him that day.
I don't know. You can say that about a, okay, go ahead.
Who do you like?
How is that?
As we, you know, we're not going to have our chance. You know, the series is going to start by the next time we come back. So who do you like? Dodgers?
Yeah.
Red Sox?
Dodgers.
Okay.
I know you're not feeling my man.
I am not. He talked me right off. And I love me some Magic Johnson. And, and who would have thought? I mean, he had a hell of a day yesterday.
Yeah, he
did. His team makes it to the World Series. His other team has, you know, just over the top home opener.
Donnybrook.
And, well, that took place too. But who would have thought 27 years ago, come November 7th.
How about that?
That Magic Johnson would be talked about the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
And achieved what he's achieved since making that announcement. Yes, it was 27 years ago, folks, when he came out and told the world that he was he had contracted the AIDS virus.
Yes.
So, wow. Anyway, let's move on to NFL. And just any overall thoughts about as we get ready for, and you know, tomorrow night, man. Giants are coming to town. You look at this team. You shake your head at, listen, I don't have anything to break down with the Falcons should or shouldn't do. These guys are, you know, it's duct tape and Band-Aids and things like
that.
That's
really bailing wire and anything else you can, you know, paper clips, whatever you can hold this team together with.
So you hope that continues going into this game. And this is the game I mentioned earlier, that this is where you put the foot on a team like the Giants. You got infighting. You got guys that say they're not going to play hard. You got an offensive line that's letting Eli get killed. It's in disarray, at least from our seat.
Yeah.
If you're gonna if you're a champion, if you're a team that's, you know, eyeing the playoffs, these are the games where you just take it to them.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm looking forward to.
You got to summon up what you have right now, the way that things have gone on this schedule. You're 2-4. You got to summon up your very best and go out there and pull together the players that you have. You can't worry and bemoan about the people. I'll use that word again for the second straight day.
Yes, you have.
You can't bemoan the fact of who's not there. But make the most of who is. What are you doing? We got a backup kicker. I got all kind of things that are happening. But still, you know, you had tasty success last week. Bottle that up and come back this week. And like you said, let's go back there and you know, pin their ears back whenever they can and go after Eli. You know, get him off the mark. Get him off to a terrible start. I think that's the key to the game. Is some 3-and-outs and you know, getting them off to a terrible start. And right from that point, you know, we can do what we need to do offensively. We give Matt more opportunities with the football. So that's what I want to see a key for tomorrow night is some 3-and-outs early, give the offense more opportunities to score. That's what I think is the important thing with this team to do tomorrow night.
I think you knock the you-know-what out of Eli as much as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, just as much as you can. And you send a message. Listen, these guys, I would think, I don't know the mentality of an NFL player, especially going into a bye week. But what I do know, what we all know, is you want to end on a high note.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can make it seem like you aren't really missing the players that, you know, the Pro Bowl players that you don't have, and the next man up mentality seems to be working as you go into this game, that's got to make you feel even more better about that victory.
I think so. I think so as well. We've heard about the next man up. We've heard, you know, Coach Quinn kind of caution people, don't go jump off the bridge yet. Don't go jump off the bridge. You know, and some people now who've had to fill in some different roles should be a bit more comfortable in those roles, Greg. You know, they've had several weeks, some of them, to get into those roles and play them. And you look for the success to come now. So this is a team, like you said, that is struggling, a team that's already reeling, this new New York Giants team. Don't come in and give these guys fresh life. Let's go ahead and take them out, you know, put them in a bad spot early in the game.
Yeah, and plus, you don't want to see their skill position players, especially on offense, get hot.
That's the thing.
Because that's what they're waiting for.
Right.
And it's going to happen. You just don't want it happening against us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, we're talking about the Falcons matchup against the Giants tomorrow night, which, by the way, you can hear right here. Pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 8:15. Listen, there was some breaking news in the NFL.
Yes.
Breaking news. Bo was telling us about it during the break. Man, what's going on?
San Diego Chargers running back Melvin Gordon has officially been ruled out of this morning's game over in London. So the kickoff is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. You've got roughly 40 minutes to get Melvin Gordon out of your lineups and pick somebody else up. If you are one of those fortunate souls who own Austin Eckler, who would be Melvin Gordon's backup and or handcuff, he should be looking at a big game, as running backs usually have the bigger games of fantasy players in England. Get Melvin Gordon out of your lineups, officially ruled out this morning.
Also, if you just joined us, we had a poll we started yesterday morning, and we're about to wrap it up here. With the lottery about to hit $1.6 billion.
How about that?
Dollars.
How about that?
You want to know how about that? It's $1.6 billion. That's still $400 million less than what Steve Ballmer paid for the Clippers.
Man.
Now, that's something you want to wrap your mind around for a second.
Damn.
As much as that sounds, that still wasn't enough to buy an NBA, not an NFL, an NBA franchise.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were going for that much. I just think he was ready to write that check just to get that knucklehead out.
Yeah.
Who was screwing things up with the, I don't even say his name anymore. It's kind of like Voldemort. I won't even say his name anymore. But because of the lottery drawing on Tuesday, we asked the audience, what would you do if you won that? And we gave you two options. Would you make a donation to your alma mater, high school, college, wherever, for a stadium or a building to put your name on? Or would you buy a professional franchise?
Yeah.
Bo?
As it sits right now with exactly 420 votes, buy a pro sports team at 66%, ran away with this one in a landslide victory. So it looks like people want to own sports teams.
They think it's cool, huh?
That's my personal pick. Now, obviously, you would want it to be a successful one, but I think what people don't realize is that a lot of them are not, and it's hard to make money owning a sports franchise from what we hear. But, you know, the fame, the glory.
So do you want to be –
who doesn't want to do that?
Do you want to be – I'm trying to think of somebody we know that's turned a profit. Well, let's just say Mr. Blank.
Or Ted Turner.
Or the Steinbrenners.
Well, I was going to say them or Jerry Jones. Because here's the thing, Jerry Jones, what they bought that, he bought the Cowboys for, it was just a crazy amount of money, low meaning, and now it's the most highly rated, I want to say this properly, it's the biggest franchise in sports.
Okay.
In the world.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, in the world. Cowboys are. So that's just crazy. Anyway, we are going to turn things over to Mr. John Chuck. We're going to have more on the Falcons game with the Giants and more NFL action. Talk about yesterday's college football. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.